Welcome to Healthy Cooking with Mac Rovell.
Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Welcome to Healthy Cooking with Mac Rovell on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the first Thursday monthly from 1 to 2 p.m. You are listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips and recipes to change your diet, eat healthy, live well, and it tastes great. She also takes questions in the last portion of the show, so please make sure to call in at 646-378-0378. And now I give you to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Welcome, everybody, to Healthy Cooking with Mac Rovell. I am chef, author, and counselor, Valerie Wilson, and I come to you the first Thursday of the month, every month from 1 to 2 on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. Thank you so much, everybody out there who's listening. I totally appreciate the support, and please feel free to give us a call. My favorite part, actually, is hearing from you guys, feedback and everything. 646-378-0378. The last 20 minutes of the show, I do open up the phone lines and I bring my producer on and we chat and people ask questions. And if you can't call in, you can also leave a question in the chat room. So I'm sitting here in the beautiful state of Michigan. I know there are other people living in other states, but we are having a fabulous, gorgeous day today. The sun is shining. It's in the 70s. It's so nice. I'm pretty excited. I have a bunch of great stuff going on in my business and everything that I'm going to share with you throughout the show. I got some big announcements. I got some stuff I'm doing. For first-time listeners, just so you know, I'm a chef. I've been in the food industry for over 24 years, and I specialize in healthy, organic, vegan, macrobiotic cooking. I have been living this lifestyle for almost 20 years now, and I've been teaching cooking classes for 18 years. I thoroughly enjoy being in the kitchen and cooking. That's where I am most of the time. I'm always creating new recipes, coming up with new things to make. I really enjoy food. I enjoy sharing my food with people, and I enjoy teaching the cooking classes immensely. Now, a great place for you to go to get more information about me and all that I have to offer is my website, and that is macroval.com, macroval.com. On my website, I have all my upcoming events, a list of all my upcoming cooking classes, personal appearances. You can purchase my cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, right there on the website. I also have DVDs and companion recipes of previous cooking classes that I have taught available for sale, and you can purchase those. On my website, I have archived articles that I've written in the past. So every year I write an article for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, which is this fabulous magazine that is a free magazine, and you can pick it up at local venues, health food stores, and they are also the people that put together this Body, Mind, Spirit radio broadcast that I'm coming to you live right now on. So on my website, all of my articles that I've written are archived here, along with other articles in the past that I've written for other venues also. Each month I come to you and I give you a food of the month and a recipe of the month. So this month, I'm going to be talking about one of my all-time favorite foods, asparagus. I love asparagus. And I'm going to be sharing with you my asparagus pinto bean corn soup. So you can get a copy of this recipe at macroval.com. You can get a copy of this recipe if you pick up the free Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. And you can also go to Body, Mind, Spirit Guide website, bodymindspiritguide.com, where they also have this recipe. And then if you are computer savvy and you're on the computer and you go on Facebook, I do have a Facebook page also, and that is Macro Val Food. you can go and like this page. And I have posted not only the recipe for the asparagus pinto bean soup, but I've also posted pictures and step-by-step instructions so you can see visually how to make this soup. So that helps you along also. And my MacroVal food page, I do periodically every month post the recipe along with the pictures, so it makes it so much easier for you to make the recipe. I post all kinds of informative posts and pictures of my food, all my upcoming classes. So it's a great way to stay connected to me. It's MacroVal Food. That's my Facebook page. I also have a YouTube channel. On my YouTube channel, I have over 25 short informative videos. These videos are like 2 to 5 minutes, and I'm talking about healthy food. So, for instance, while, you know, you come to a cooking class or maybe you're listening to my radio show and I talk about something like tempeh, love tempeh, but maybe you don't know what tempeh is. So one way that you could find out more is you could go to my YouTube channel, which there is a direct link on MacroVal.com to get you there, and watch my little short video on tempeh. I explain all about it, what it is, the health benefits of it, how to properly cook it and season it so that it tastes good too. I always go into that on the videos because it's so important. So many people have a misconception about healthy food. They think it doesn't taste good. And I can understand where that comes from because, like I said, I've, you know, been teaching classes for 18 years. I've been, you know, in the health industry for a long time. And I've tasted other, quote-unquote, healthy foods. And when I taste the food, I mean, granted, there are other good, healthy foods that are delicious, but most of the time, I taste it and go, yeah, there's something missing here. So I have spent years going out of my way to perfect my recipes to add a little more flavor, a little more seasoning, a little more emphasis on let's bring out the flavor of the food. Let's make the food, you know, for instance, asparagus. Let's make asparagus the star of the dish. How can I complement asparagus and bring out the natural flavor of asparagus to make it sweeter and even more delicious so more people will like it? So that's what I strive to do in my recipes. So as I talk about food and my recipes and everything, again, my background is in macrobiotic cooking, or what are some people are considering, you know, Oriental Chinese cooking, where I'm basing my recipes and my food and everything on the energy of the food. Okay, everything in the universe is made up of energy, and that includes the food that you eat. The food that you eat goes into your body, and it creates your energy. If you want to live a long time, have lots of energy, and be healthy, and live pain-free, if you follow my recipes and use some of my recipes that I use that are based in whole grains, whole grains are going to be the most balancing, calming energy foods there is. And if you incorporate those into your diet, that's the main source of the diet that I promote. That's the main source of the food. I eat whole grains 3 meals a day because that's the basis of my diet. Whole grains is actually the basis of the human diet as we've walked on the planet for, speculate, 1 million years. But it's been a long, long time. The human body was specifically, ideally designed to consume whole grains. And if you look at various parts of the body, you can see that. For instance, your teeth. You have all these teeth in your mouth, and specific ones are designed for specific things. For instance, molars. Those are the ones in the back. In your mouth, you have more molars than any other teeth. Those molars are for chewing and grinding grains, whole grains. So the majority of your diet should be grains, whole grains. Now you also have incisors, which are your front teeth, and those are for chopping vegetables. So the next majority of your diet should be vegetables. Now we do have just two canine teeth. Canine teeth are for consuming meat. So if you do choose to consume meat, it should be the smallest portion of your diet according to the human anatomy. Now, if we look at our intestinal tract, we have an intestinal tract that's very, very long. And it's all curved up inside of us, right? And so when we digest food, the intestinal tract squeezes in and squeezes out, squeezes in, squeezes out. That pushes the food through your digestive tract. That is the ideal environment to digest whole grains, because they're very high in fiber, and they get digested very, very slowly. So as they sit in the intestinal tract and they get pushed through the intestinal tract, they act like a big broom, and they sweep out the intestinal tract so that your intestine tract is nice and clean, okay? Now, for instance, the exact opposite of that is a cat. Let's look at the anatomy of a cat. A cat has intestines that are basically almost straight. So a cat is ideal, according to nature, to consume large amounts of meat, because the meat goes in and it goes out. It doesn't have to go through all the twisty, turny, you know, intestinal tract that's in our body. So again, if we look at the human body, we see the human body is ideally designed to consume whole grains. And that is the emphasis of eating healthy that I emphasize in my cooking classes, in all my recipes. Oh, and if you look at the history of how long the human species has been on the planet, the truth is observable, okay? We as a human species have been on the planet for almost 1 million years or so. And we've survived. Survived by eating healthy, whole food from Mother Earth. We have not tampered with it. We have not sprayed it with chemicals. We have not refined and processed it where we take all the vitamins and the nutrients and the fiber out of it, and what we're left is empty calories. In the past, we have never consumed huge amounts of empty calories in the form of white refined sugar. And guess what? We're still here. However, if you look at the timeline of our existence, that's a long, long time. Now, within the last 100 years, some would say, you know, 175, 100 years, anything, but for my base, I'm just going to say the last 100 years, we are a microscopic, small pinpoint on the timeline of the human existence that we have existed on this planet. It's minute. 100 years is so minute. And in that 100 years, we have created an epidemic of arthritis, joint pain, diabetes, blood sugar problems, cancers, and things like fibromyalgia. These things did not exist in epidemic numbers like they are right now. What has changed in the human culture so dramatically in such a short period of time? Our food. Our food has changed. That is what has changed. Of course, you can look at other things like environmental pollutions and everything, and those are all contributing factors. But I'm emphasizing food here because the food that most people eat is not food. It is not what our ancestors ate. And that's why people have no energy. That's why people suffer with migraine headaches. That's why people suffer with joint pain. That's why people who are half my age can't do half the stuff that I do because, unfortunately, and it's very sad that, you know, they don't feel good. They're sick. Food is powerful. Food is medicine, okay? When you feed your food healthy, good, when you feed your body, excuse me, healthy, whole foods, you feel good. You have energy. You can do lots of things. You can have fun. You can enjoy life. It's wonderful. Oh, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with MacroVal and my business and everything. I'm super excited. If you go to my website, macroval.com, on the very first page is a big announcement, and I'm making it here on my radio show first and foremost. I am coming out with a new cookbook. It is Healthy and Delicious Cooking for the Spring Season. My intention is to come out with a series of short cookbooks, all cooking for the various seasons. So the first one is Cooking for the Spring Season. It is at the publisher right now as we speak. So by the time I do my next radio show, which will be Thursday, June 4th, it should be out there and available for you. It is going to be available On my website, you can buy an actual physical book, which I personally love physical books. I like to hold it. I like to feel it. I like to flip through the pages. But you're also going to be able to buy an ebook. My cookbook will be available on ebook, and it will be available on Amazon. Now, I have taken the information from the energy of the food, from the five transformations of energy, all about cooking for the spring season. So this cookbook emphasizes the whole grains, barley and oats, and it also emphasizes signature flavor, which is sour. So I have some wonderful recipes in there, like barley and bok choy stir fry that you season with a little bit of lemon juice. I have my lemon meringue pie recipe in there, which is to die for. Totally awesome. I have my 2-lentil lemon thyme soup, which is one of the most requested soups I get from the regular customers that I cook for. They want that soup all the time. So I'm pretty excited about this cookbook. Stay tuned to my website and, of course, my Facebook page, McElvale Food. Big announcement when it is actually available for you to purchase. It's about time to go on a break. So let me tell you about a cooking class I got going. I teach cooking classes here in Westland, Michigan. I teach them out of my home. And when you come here, you get a hands-on experience. So everybody is helped participating making the food. And then after we've made the recipes and we sit down at the table, you actually get to eat the food we've prepared. Not a little sample cup, you get an actual meal. The classes run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. The fee is $40. If you sign up and prepay by sending me a check in the mail, you get $2 off. If you sign up and prepay on my website, you get $1 off, so it's $39. On Wednesday, May 20th, I am teaching pancake breakfast cooking class. So I'm going to teach you how to make some healthy pancakes. They're going to have lots of fiber in them. They're not going to be empty calories. I'm going to be making my flaxseed rice pancakes, and I'll be serving that with blueberry syrup that I make from scratch. Tempeh bacon. It is so, so good. And a hot Roma breakfast drink. Roma is a coffee substitute, so this is like a hot coffee breakfast drink. Go to my website, macrovale.com, and you can sign up for that class. All right, we are going to take a short break right now, and when we come back, I will be sharing my recipe, asparagus pinto bean corn soup.
You are listening to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her topic for today is asparagus and her recipe for asparagus pinto bean corn soup. She has been doing this for a very long time, over 20 years, and offers many tips and recipes to eat well, live well, and help your body feel better. You can visit her website at www.macroval.com for more information, tips, and recipes that she's talked about today and in the past, and for information about her cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, and her new cookbook to be released that is called Cooking for the Spring Season, Healthy and Delicious Cooking for the Spring Season. You can also go to BodyMindSpiritGuide.com where we post Valerie's recipes every month. So if you do not get a chance to write her tips and recipes down, you can visit her website and the BodyMindSpiritGuide.com website for that information. Valerie teaches classes. If you are out of state, please check out her website. She does offer classes on DVD, and she also offers one-on-one sessions. And you can connect with her by phone to set up an appointment. I highly recommend you visit her Facebook page, Macro Val Foods, for even more wonderful information. You can call her at 734-722-4553. And lastly, if you would like to call into the show and ask a question, please feel free to do so. The number to call into the show is 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Oh, welcome back to the show. So I'm going to share with you my asparagus pinto bean corn soup recipe. So if you're listening and you don't have the recipe in front of you, get out a piece of paper and a pen. And again, you can get this recipe on my website, macrovel.com. You can get it at bodymindspiritguide.com. And you can also go to my Facebook page, Macrovel Food, and I have it posted there. Now, I wanted to take a moment to thank Penny and my producer, Melanie, who is helping me out this week on the radio show. I wanted to thank the ladies that take their time and effort to put this whole thing together. Penny is the lady who, came up with the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, and she does so much, and she works so hard. She comes out with this magazine every month. And if you get a chance, please pick this magazine up. Not only, do I contribute my article and my recipes, but it's just full of other informative articles. A lot of them are very positive and uplifting, very nice to read. Some of them are informative, educational, like mine. And these people who contribute to writing articles in this magazine, a lot of them also have radio shows on this bodymindspiritradio.com. So please check out the other radio shows that are on this website too. It's a great source for local people to connect and get their message out there. And I'm very appreciative of all the time and effort that goes into letting me come to you once a month on the first Thursday of the month. All right. So, one more announcement I want to let everybody know. Today is the first day of the Westland Farmers Market. So if you're listening to me and you're like in my area here, every Thursday from 3 to 7, Westland puts on a farmers market, and I am a part of that. The farmers market is located on Carlson Road, which is the road that is right off of Ford Road. On one side of Ford Road, it's called Central City Parkway. On the other side of Ford Road, it's called Carlson. It is in between Newburg and Wayne Road. We have a new facility that was built last year, which is a little building and everything. So if you drive right down Carlson Road, you will see us. We will be set up. And, of course, there's signs on Ford Road that say Westland Farmers Market. At the farmers market, I sell my organic, delicious, sugar-free desserts. And I have a wide variety of stuff. Today, I will have chocolate walnut brownies, my protein bars, which are one of my best sellers, are peanut butter and chocolate. I have chocolate chip cookies, apricot oat breakfast cookies, some fig bars, and I made a organic blueberry pie, and I cut it up in slices. I will have slices for sale. Blueberry pie is hands down my favorite. I love blueberry pie. And it's all organic blueberries, which just makes it so much sweeter. I use brown rice syrup to sweeten all of these desserts. No chemical sweetener, no refined sugars. So these desserts are ideal for people who have blood sugar problems or diabetes. They can actually eat these desserts. And I also make a wide variety of jams. And my jams, again, is just 100% organic fruit. I have blueberry, strawberry, raspberry, peach. If you get a chance, and the farmers market, again, is every Thursday from 3 to 7 throughout the whole summer months. And, you come to the market, there's a lot of great booths there, people selling produce and people selling jewelry and other, food items. And there's also, I don't know if it's going to be every Thursday, but on specific Thursdays, there's going to be live music. So it's a great fun time to go out there and just have fun and support, local businesses. Okay, so everybody got your paper and pen out. You're going to take some notes here on the asparagus pinto bean corn soup. First, let me tell you about asparagus, one of my favorite vegetables. I love asparagus. Growing up as a kid, I never had asparagus. I didn't even know what it was. So I move out of my parents' house, and I get my own apartment, and you go grocery shopping and you see this green vegetable. And actually the first way I ever had asparagus was canned asparagus. Yes, I know, this is before I was into eating healthy, but I saw it and I thought, I'll try that. Oh my God, even though it was canned asparagus, I loved it. It has such a sweet taste and it's like I don't know how to describe it. It's soft. It's kind of, if you cook it right, it's creamy, or if you grill it, you can get it kind of crunchy. But, and so now, like, and then I bought fresh asparagus and love that. So I went home, you know, and I said to my mom, oh my God, I tried this vegetable and I absolutely love it. And she's like, what is it? I said, asparagus. And she goes, oh, I hate asparagus. Which is why growing up as a kid, we never had asparagus because Mom didn't want to fix it because she just didn't like it. However, my dad, come to find out, absolutely loves asparagus. And kind of the same scenario with my sister. She had never had it growing up, and then when she had it, she loved it. So when we have summertime get-togethers now, I always make sure that I get some asparagus for me, my sister, and my dad, and because we love it. It is an excellent source of fiber. You got to have fiber in your diet. It contains vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E. Vitamin E is a very strong antioxidant, and vitamin K. Contains chromium, which chromium enhances the ability of insulin to transport glucose to your transport glucose into your cells. So chromium is a very important mineral that you need to have in your diet, and you find it abundantly in asparagus. Let's see, asparagus has amino acids in it, which make it a natural diuretic, so it's going to flush excess stored water out of your system. It has anti-inflammatory nutrients, such as vitamin C, beta-carotene, zinc, magnesium, and selenium. It is also an excellent source of folic acid. Lots of B vitamins, B1, B2, B6, excuse me, niacin. So asparagus is fantastic for you. Here is a list of ingredients that we need to create our soup. You'll need one leek. Now, I use a leek because it's a springtime soup, and leek is a springtime vegetable, but it's in the onion family. So if you wanted to use an onion in substitute of the leek, that's perfectly fine. When you buy a leek, you need to make sure that you wash it really good because sometimes dirt gets stored inside of the green part of the leek. So here's a cooking tip. This is how you want to wash the leek. A leek, for those people who don't know, is a big, long green onion. So the bottom part is white and the top part is green. So take your knife and cut the leaf lengthwise down the leek. You want to take your knife and cut the leek lengthwise down the asparagus so you're cutting it in half so that when you open the leek up, you can fan apart the onion pieces that are in the leek. And when you fan them apart up by the green part, you will see what I'm talking about. Sometimes dirt gets stored in there. So just have the water running and run the leek underneath the water and squish with your fingers. Just get rid of that dirt. That's the best way to clean leeks. Leeks have a really nice, when they're cooked, they have this awesome sweet flavor. They impart a lot of flavor into your soup. You want mince. You want 1 pound of asparagus cut in half-inch pieces. You want 3 carrots, diced small. You're going to need some olive oil and some sea salt. 10 cups of water. 4 cups of corn. 2 15-ounce cans of pinto beans. And you want to drain those pinto beans. I personally always buy Eden organic beans. Number one, they're organic. Number two, their cans that they put their beans in are BPA-free, so they don't contain that chemical. And they are the only company that will cook their beans with kombu. Kombu is a sea vegetable that helps aid in digestion, and it's very important. Whenever I cook beans with kombu because it helps you digest the beans, thus eliminating gas. Because some people, when they eat beans, they get gas, right? Because it's a high-protein food, it can be hard to digest. So by putting a little bit of kombu in there, helps aid in the digestion of the beans, and Eden, the kombu in there. It's already cooked in there for you. Now, to season the soup, you're going to need a quarter cup of lemon juice, 2.5 teaspoons of sea salt, 1 teaspoon of basil, and 1 teaspoon of thyme. This recipe calls for you to sauté the vegetables first before you create the soup. This is a gourmet way of creating soup. Anytime you have a soup recipe and you want to enhance the flavor or make it a little more fancy, you can sauté the vegetables first. It brings out the natural juices of the vegetables, brings out the natural flavor of the vegetables, and because you're sautéing it in olive oil, it gives a layer of good quality fat in the soup. And you want good quality fat, such as the form of, you know, olive oil, because you've got to have fat in your diet. It's what keeps your ligaments flexible, and it also fat will give you energy. So what you are going to do to create this recipe, you want to take a big soup pot. Now put a little bit of olive oil. When I say a little bit of olive oil, I'm talking like 2 teaspoons at the most. You're going to put that leek that you sliced up in thin slices, put that leek right into the soup pot on top of the olive oil, and then put a generous pinch of sea salt in there and start sautéing the vegetables. This brings out the flavor of the asparagus. Whenever you do a sauté, you must season each vegetable as you put it in the pan. This brings out the flavor of the vegetable and makes the end product more flavorful. Okay? A lot of people don't do that, and I have a lot of comments when people taste my food. They're like, wow, that was so delicious, so flavorful. But when I make it, not so much. Little tricks of the trade, like putting just a little pinch of sea salt there as you're sautéing the vegetable, brings out the natural flavor of the vegetable, and your end product is more flavorful. So after the leeks have hung out there for a while and they've sautéed, maybe 2 to 3 minutes, you'll see that they start to sweat. What I do is I push the leeks to the side, because remember, you're in a big soup pot, and then you leave the middle of the soup pot as your cooking surface. And I'm going to go ahead and put the carrots in there next, because carrots are a root vegetable. They're relatively hard to sauté. Put those right in the middle of the pot. Start sautéing those. Add a dash more olive oil, and again, another pinch of sea salt. So you're seasoning each vegetable as it's sautéing. Let the carrots hang out there for like 2 minutes. Push those aside, and then put the asparagus in the middle. Now is when I add the garlic, okay? I know if you're following along with the recipe that is in the magazine, I add the garlic earlier in the recipe, and that's fine. It's not going to make too much of a difference. I'm just adding the garlic with the asparagus and sautéing each one of the vegetables individually. I'm trying to make each one of the vegetables more flavorful. So then let the asparagus hang out there and cook for like 2 minutes, and then take all the vegetables and mix them like all together and let them hang out and saute for maybe another 2 minutes. So all in all, you got like 2, 4, 6. So all in all, about 10 minutes sauteing those vegetables. Then you're going to add the 10 cups of water, put it in the pot, turn the temperature of your stove up to high, and bring the water to a boil. Once the water is at a boil, add the corn and the pinto beans. Now you want to reduce the temperature to a simmer, which is the lowest possible temperature, and put a lid on it. And then you let the soup simmer for approximately 20 minutes so all the vegetables get nice and soft and get cooked. You are then going to turn the heat off, and that's when you add the lemon juice, sea salt, basil, and thyme. And then just let it sit there for a few minutes, mix it all together, and all the flavors will come out. And then you want to serve it warm. This soup is, number one, very colorful. And it's so important in the springtime when all the colors outside are starting to bloom. The flowers are blooming, the trees are blooming, and everything outside is colorful. That should be reflected in the food that you eat during that season. So springtime is a great time to have very colorful foods, such as I got the green asparagus, I got the orange carrots, I got the yellow corn, I got the brown pinto beans, and the leeks that are like green and white together. I mean, it's a very colorful, visually appealing soup. It has a really nice flavor from the asparagus. Again, that asparagus flavor is, I keep saying sweet. I don't know what other flavor to describe, because it is basically, when you cook the asparagus, it's sweet. And then putting them in the soup, they get really soft and tender. So you bite into them, and they actually have natural juices, and the juices come out and taste really wonderful. Basil and thyme, two of my favorite seasonings. They really complement the beans, and they bring out the flavor of the beans. And then you have that little bit of olive oil to give you that richness, which is going to satisfy you. So you sit down and you have a bowl of this, maybe with a nice piece of whole grain bread or something. Yeah, this is a meal in itself, and you are really going to enjoy this soup. So please, by all means, take this recipe, make it. I would love to get some feedback. So again, you can send me an email through my website, macroval.com. You can contact me on Facebook, Macroval Food. You could also, you know, when I do the radio show here, you could leave a message in the chat room. You can call directly. I would love to hear from you. Again, that number is 646-378-0378 to talk and ask questions right here on the radio show. Let me tell you about another cooking class I got going in the month of May. On Wednesday, May 27th, I am teaching healthy pizza cooking class. I love making pizzas. It comes from my background. My first job was working at a deli, and we did pizzas. And whereas I became the manager of the deli, I managed the deli for 5 years, and I did everything in the deli. One of my favorite jobs was making pizzas. I just love making pizzas. But now I've gotten to the point where I make, you know, I want to say crazy pizzas, but I will put anything on bread and call it a pizza. I've made different sauces, I've made different toppings, I use different cheeses, I do a wide variety of things. But here's what you're going to learn in this class. You are going to learn how to make my original red sauce. Tastes just like tomato sauce, and there are no tomatoes in it. Tomatoes are acidic, and they're not ideal for everybody on the planet, especially if you suffer from arthritis or fibromyalgia. It would be advisable that you stay away from tomatoes. So I make this red sauce, and this is going to be the sauce on the pizzas I'm going to teach you how to make. In this class, we will be making a roasted garlic pizza with sautéed tempeh and onions. We will also be making Mexican-style refried bean pizza. This one's really good. I will have a couple different kinds of vegan cheeses we'll be using on this pizza, a couple different kinds of crust, and the toppings and everything. So we're just making two pizzas, but you're literally getting 1, 2, 3, 4. You're getting like 5 or 6 recipes in this class. Class runs from 6:30 until 9 o'clock here in my home, Westland, Michigan. And again, that's $40 for the class. Go to my website. You get $1 off. You can come for $39. Or if you mail a check to me directly, you get $2 off, $38. Okay, let's go on a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be answering some questions.
You are listening live with Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling good. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She has given so many tips and recipes today. I would love to direct you to her website, www.macroval.com, for more information. You can also connect with her by phone by calling her at 734-722-4553. And we also welcome anyone to visit bodymindspiritradio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows and archives. And you can actually slow them down so you can write down all or any of the information she has said today or prior. I also want to remind you that the number to call in and join in the show or to ask a question is 646-378-0378. Again, to call in and ask a question today, you can call 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the end of the show. And the last 20 minutes is when I like to bring on my producer and see if we have any questions in the chat room or maybe someone has called in live. So, Melanie, are you there?
I am here.
Oh.
Thanks for bringing me on.
Yeah, well, thanks for being here today. And we have any questions out there?
There was a question in the chat room, and it was in the beginning of the show when you were talking about the energies that are in the foods that we eat. The question was, is there a special way to prepare foods so that we can retain the energy and our bodies can benefit from them?
Well, that's a good question. Retain the energy so our body can benefit from it. So you never lose the energy of the food. So, for instance, by taking brown rice and cooking brown rice accordingly, the correct way, and then eating the brown rice, you get the energy of the brown rice. So there is no proper way of cooking it to retain its energy. It retains its energy on its own. And the energy that I talked about is the food itself is classified. And I've talked about this on previous shows, but there are two energies that exist in everything, okay? These energies are complementary, but they're also opposite. So everything has these both energies in it. Just one of these energies is more predominant. For instance, these energies are called yin and yang. So yang is constrictive and tight, and yin is expansive and loose. So they're opposite, but they exist inside of something. So when we classify food, food that is constrictive and tight and very heavy and dense and salty, those are extreme yang energy food. So that would be like meat, hard cheeses, any type of, meat, chicken, fish, pork, you know, beef. Those are very, very yang foods. And then the opposite of that are extreme yin energy foods, which is where all of your sugar, desserts, chemicals, prescription drugs, these are all extremely yin things, okay? And so what happens is the average American diet consists of extremely yang energy things and extremely yin energy things, and it creates chaotic energy inside of your body. But if we eat foods that are more balanced or what are considered middle ground energy food, foods that have equal parts of yin and equal parts of yang in them, and that's what your diet is based around, then your energy will be balanced. And just about the most balanced food on the planet, consisting of these two energies, is brown rice, which is why brown rice is the basis of this diet. And if people come and do a consultation with me, usually my first suggestion, just start eating brown rice. Just cook up a pot of brown rice, eat brown rice to your heart's content. When I switched over my diet 20 years ago, it was the first thing I did. I just started eating brown rice. You immediately have more energy. You immediately start to feel better because most people throughout their life, their body is starving for whole grains because they don't get it. And again, as I illustrated in the beginning of the show, it's what our ancestors' diet was based around. It's what the human body was constructed to consume, and it's completely devoid. So a lot of people, when they start eating this brown rice, they crave it. And they're like, oh, my God, it tastes so good, and I just want more of it and everything. Well, because you haven't had it in the past. Your body's like, where is this? It's missing from my diet. I know that was a quick explanation and everything, but, you know, we don't really have time to go into the whole thing, but that was a quick little scenario synopsis of the energy. But the energy retains in the food when you cook it.
Okay. That's very interesting. I love how you related the cooking, the springtime cooking, and someone else made a note of this, about colorful foods in the springtime. And I can imagine how beautiful this soup looks in a pot with all the beautiful colors there included in the recipe. I think it sounds like a simple soup to make as well. And like a quick meal, if you, even if you're a busy family and you have to make something that is wholesome and hearty, I think I can't wait to make it for my sons. So it's really a beautiful recipe. And I just love how you related the our teeth with how our diet started off from the origin of mankind.
Exactly.
That was really interesting. It was really just, I love it. I'm so happy to be a part of this show and learning what I've learned.
Well, good, yeah. I'm glad that you got so much out of it. Now, I do have a picture of the soup on MacroVal Food, my Facebook, and it is beautiful and colorful. And I tell people, a lot of people sometimes go, well, your recipe makes so much, it's so big. Yes, I know it does. And you're, by any means, everybody's more than welcome to cut my recipes in half. But my point is, and I teach this in my cooking classes over and over again, yes, it is a big pot of soup, but like you pointed out, everybody, you know, is a busy family and so forth and so on. If you make a big pot of soup when you have time, let's say you have time on Sunday, or let's say you have time on a Friday, whatever day of the week you have a little bit of time, you can cook for yourself. If you make this big pot of soup and then put it in containers and put it in the refrigerator, you will have the soup ready for you all week long. And then you will have no excuses. You know, you come home, you're busy, you're tired, you're hungry, and you don't have time to chop these vegetables and make it. Well, gosh, you know, I have a bunch of this in my fridge already, and soup freezes very well. So you could even take some of the soup in containers and freeze it. That way you'll always have something healthy and homemade that you made with organic ingredients in your freezer ready to go, so that you can, you know, if you're in a hurry and everything. So, yeah, I always make sure and tell people, make a big portion of it and then just eat it all week long, you know.
I think it sounds great, and I think that's the only way to make soup is a big portion.
Exactly.
So there was a question regarding inflammation. You mentioned asparagus is a vegetable that helps those who suffer from different diseases like arthritis. So can you expand a little bit more on that?
Yeah. Well, any time that a food has anti-inflammatory properties, it would be good for someone who suffers with any type of joint pains, such as arthritis. Because if you have joint pains, you have inflammation in your body. And asparagus has vitamin C, beta carotene, vitamin E, zinc, manganese, and selenium. All of these things are nutrients that are anti-inflammatory properties. So asparagus would be great for somebody who suffers with joint pains. And the one thing that feeds inflammation in your body, sugar. If you have inflammation in your body and you drink, you know, a sugary drink or you eat desserts or whatever, you're just feeding the inflammation. Unfortunately, you're just making the pain worse. But asparagus has strong anti-inflammatory properties. Onions and the leek that I used in this soup, they also, and garlic. God, this soup would be great for people. You know, we've got the garlic, we got the leeks, all, and the asparagus all have anti-inflammatory properties. Maybe I should call it my anti-inflammatory asparagus soup.
Yeah. It's not a bad name for it. That's a good one.
Right.
So there was another question that they wanted to clarify. You mentioned a specific brand of pinto beans. I think you said it was Eden. I wanted to answer her question, but I didn't want to type it in wrong. Was it Eden, E-D-E-N?
Yeah, Eden. Eden Foods. They're local right here in Michigan, and they make the beans, the organic beans, and all of their cans are BPA-free. They don't contain that chemical. So whenever I buy beans, that's what I buy. There's no added salt. There's no preservatives in it. It's just beans, water, and kombu. That's it. They're a great company. They make a lot of wonderful products, very reputable, you know, good quality products. I use a lot of Eden products when I cook.
Awesome. And congratulations on your new book.
Yes, I'm definitely excited about the new book. And it is Healthy and Delicious, Cooking for the Spring Season. there is a picture of the cover up on my website, macroval.com. But you, like I said, it's in the publishers right now. And so by the time I do my radio show next month, it should be up and available for people to purchase. And as soon as it is, of course, there'll be links on my website where you can, again, you can get it on an ebook. You'll be able to purchase it on Amazon, and then you'll also be able to purchase it directly from me when I do cooking classes and special appearances at the Westland Farmers Market. You know, you can always purchase cookbooks from me. I'm pretty excited. My intention is to come out with a whole series. So there'll be cooking for the spring, cooking for the summer, cooking for the fall. So you'll be able to see the different types of cooking, the different flavors for the different season, the different foods that are emphasized during that season. The cookbook also has colored pictures. So you actually can see the recipes. You can see what it looks like. So I think that's a huge bonus to be able to see what the recipe looks like when it's done. So I'm pretty excited about that. But for right now, if you want to get a fantastic cookbook, my cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, which is I came out over 10 years ago, has over 110 easy-to-follow recipes. It has a glossary. It has a really nice introduction, and you can get that through my website and/or, you know, at personal appearances. You can purchase a copy of my cookbook also. We are nearing the end of the show. Do we have any more questions out there?
We actually have a caller online. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on so he can ask his question.
Okay, great.
Okay, he's on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Val.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon. This is Ken. How are you today?
I'm good.
I was just at the show. That's fantastic. And I'll tell you, I want to go shopping, actually, for that asparagus, pita bean and corn soup. I have severe joint pains, and so that would be perfect. And I do love the quantity because, like you mentioned, it can be frozen, so that's going to be perfect. Especially with the rough schedule. You were talking about the flavor of asparagus. Would you consider it more earthy? I think that's the way I've always or kind of relate to on it. And because it's so fibrous.
Asparagus can be fibrous, which is why putting it in a soup, such as the application of the recipe, you know, today, when you cook the asparagus, you know, this is, you saute it first and then you put it in water and it boils for 20 minutes. A lot of that fibrous, you know, gets cooked down so it's nice and soft. So it's a little more easy to chew than, let's say, if you roast it. Although I love roasted asparagus, but roasted asparagus is a little more fibrous. And yeah, this soup would be fantastic for anybody who suffers with the joint pains. Like I said, it's an easy soup to prepare. I always recommend you get organic vegetables. So when it comes to the asparagus, the carrots, and the leeks, you know, if you go shopping and you have that ability to be able to purchase the organic vegetables, makes the soup just so much more flavorful. But, you know, the rest of the ingredients, depending on where you shop, you should be able to pick up the rest of the ingredients fairly easy, you know. I really appreciate you calling in, and if you make the soup and you're able to somehow, you know, go to my website or maybe my Facebook page and you could leave just a little comment about how it came out and if it came out good for you and how you enjoyed it and everything, that would be wonderful.
Oh, I sure will. In fact, thank you very much for that tip on sauteing each of the vegetables. I love cooking. I didn't know that. So I'll make certain and do that. From now on, I'll do that with this recipe. I do have one last question. Now, I've known people. I cringe. For example, I never peel potatoes because so many nutrients in the skin of the potato. I just, for years, I just don't do that. And I've known one person, if I did, that told me to sort of skin the top of the asparagus off. Now, I don't do that because, again, and I don't know about asparagus, but I would think there would be so many nutrients that would be wasted if you take a peeler and kind of skin around the asparagus. Would that be right to say?
Yeah, great. Great point. Great question. I buy all organic vegetables, so I never peel them. Do not, you know, the carrots I don't peel. I don't peel any of them because most of the vitamins are located right underneath the skin. So, again, you are correct in assuming that you always want to leave the skin on, and the skin has a lot of fiber in it. Great point that you brought up. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. Whenever possible, especially if it's organic vegetables, leave the skin on. We are about out of time. I really appreciate you calling in. It was wonderful talking to you. I'm going to go ahead and close the show up here. Thank you to all my listeners. And again, my website is macroval.com. You can call me directly, 734-722-4553. And remember, variety is the spice of life. So make it varied. I will leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Live your truth gently, but totally and consistently. Thank you all so much for listening. I am sending you all gratitude and abundance.